You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Kia ora and welcome to
Matt Thompson of Thompson Whiskey.
Hi, Guy.
John is temporarily out of the room.
John is not in the room right now. Just you and a hell of a lot of mint and a really nice shirt and also some snazzy shoes, can I say?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Well, I dressed up for this one.
You're making it feel like it's Friday and it's not. Yeah. Classic Thursday situation, 95 BFM.
Yeah, summertime cocktail.
Are you going to make a goddamn mojito?
You would think so, but I've got gin. And so
mojito's my favourite.
I made up this cocktail this week.
Okay.
I was inspired by last week. Hey, you give me the look.
Have you test run it at all? Or is it
yeah,
all,
yeah, I did. Okay, I made it up and I tried it.
I have faith. I have faith.
So I was inspired by last week where we did the vegan whiskey sour, which we used the juice from the tin of chickpeas, mm-hmm. which worked out really well. And then I was thinking, well, what other juice from other tins could you use?
Is your TV not working or something?
Well, I had to come up with something, you know. But I was also thinking, like what if you're camping? Like, well, you know, if you're camping, you don't have any tonic or...
what if you're right in the middle of a hydroslide, you know?
Exactly. What are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do? So I was thinking, what would be relevant? Because I know everyone's got their bottles of Thompson whiskey for Christmas presents. But beyond that,
right,
if you're going camping, you might take a bottle of Victor gin. And so, anyway...
Gin feels campy.
Yeah.
Actually, whiskey's probably more campy, I reckon.
So what I thought was mint. You know how you can get mint growing in the country, like next to streams and stuff?
Yes.
Like you might forage some mint. And then I thought of a tin of fruit, right? I was thinking fruit salad, but I didn't go that lo-fi. We've got...
pears here.
We've got pears. So
am I correct in assuming you don't have a name for this? And you might
yeah,
need
I don't have a name. So
okay,
we can
listeners,
come up with
there
one.
You go. This is where we need you. 5395. You could text in a name for this cocktail. Okay. It'd be absolutely fantastic.
So, what you do is you get the pears and you mush them through a sieve.
Okay.
With some of the juice.
Is that a technical
so you get
term?
The whole thing. Everyone knows what I mean.
It's true.
Because I thought, what is the term?
But it's a hell of a word.
That's a good descriptor. So we mush them through the sieve. And then we have mint, gin, and lemon juice. And I worked out the proportions.
John, just to catch you up, we're camping with Matt at the moment.
So to repeat,
and this campsite smells great. The mint is just so good. I just walked back into the studio.
Matt's been doing a lot of thinking mm-hmm. about drinks.
Tossing and turning at night. What I came up with was...
He's now mashing some pears through the sieve here.
Do you feel like you're innovating, or is this based on a classic?
Well, I do love mojitos, but we don't make white rum, so... Mm-hmm.
Someone's just saying, start without me, I'm just getting my scrumpy.
So, yeah. but we've got gin, but gin, mint, and lemon's a great combo. So then, tin of pears, look, you can see it goes through there really well.
Right. No, look, you're kind of making baby food right now.
Yeah.
That's another option, maybe just chuck some baby food straight in there.
Yeah.
A baby food cocktail. I'm here for that.
I wanted to try peaches, but to be honest...
Why is everyone making weird faces?
Seems a bit...
Good enough for baby, good enough for me.
And what we've got here is... just so you can work out the proportions.
You put some pear juice in
there. What we've got are the Watties Light Hawke's Bay pears. And the proportion... with no added sugar, right?
Oh, right, you know, good.
Yeah.
Good for the waistline.
Especially after those reports on juice now getting bad stars. No, that was a real big deal.
Poor old juice.
Poor juice.
Okay, so what we do is we go one part...
Cheers to juice, you guys.
Pear mush.
Scallop,
eh? Oh,
so in this
kind of,
case, we've got a measure.
It's kind of a snot consistency. Yeah,
hey, no, it's not. Think
one
of something really nice.
One part pear mush.
Okay.
Is what he said.
Sweet. We are wanting a name for this cocktail. 5395, text it on through. We've got a Motat family pass up for grabs. Just a heads up.
Just one part pear mush.
One part pear mush.
You're scooping in there.
Okay. scooping the pear mush.
You're putting that into a glass with the ice and the mint already
then we
in
go
the glass.
One part gin. It's easy numbers.
I like this. Yeah, I do like the ratios.
Doesn't matter. We're using a 30ml pour, but
I always want more mint. I reckon.
Mint
we're
going to
go more mint.
You are
the king of.
And then we go
in the pantry.
We go half a part.
Son of a.
Of lemon juice.
Oh, I didn't even see that. You just had that over there, out of sight.
Didn't you see me squeezing it a couple of minutes ago?
Fresh lemons again.
There's so many screens up here, it's hard to look at people.
You're really treating us, Matt Thompson. Oh, there's a pip in that one.
The Glamptini. We've had an entry. Not bad. Glamptini.
Then what we do is we get
a pear.
To be honest, I could have made these bigger. But, more ice.
You're constructing.
Are you going camping?
Yeah, it's constructed because you don't have a shaker. You're saying.
It's a built drink, built in a glass.
It's a built drink, yeah.
Are you mad about going camping?
Do you have a fridge at your campsite? No, you just have to get some ice
from petrol station.
Okay. Sam's looking real judgy.
So now you can slice the remaining pear to garnish.
Oh, lovely. He cut that with a butter knife as well.
It was just a pear.
Matt Thompson, do you have a favourite campground?
One in a Potawatomi. Right, there you go.
Look at that. Putting some mint on top. He's garnishing the crap.
That's good. Good service at a cocktail bar, man.
And now he's assassinating with the knife.
Man, that mint just kinda really looks like smells great.
Just a statement. This is going to be a fragrant little number. The Masho Pero. The peach yum yum. The peppermint gin.
This smells delicious, mate.
Peppermint gin's not bad, is it? Oh, it's like a cut grass kind of drink. Mm. It's right there.
I reckon. Here's my feedback. I'm going to give you some feedback on this one.
He just gave me the nod like I was on horseback.
Dial up the pear mush.
Yeah.
Maybe ease back on the lemon. Maybe a quarter lemon.
Oh, John's coming in. I was just going to say thanks for coming up, man. Appreciate you making this cocktail and giving us your time.
Now, well, the thing was, when I was drinking them at home, I was doing bigger batches, and we were getting more dilution with the ice.
Yeah.
But you all can have fun playing with this cocktail.
Doubling on the mint is good.
Doubling on the mint, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking great. Love that. And it's probably like, I automatically want things sweeter, but this is probably a good zone. You know what I mean? I've got a sweet tooth, so I've got to tell you, mate.
We can add a little touch of soda water as well, because now that I see it's not a huge amount of liquid in the glass. It's an evolving drink.
Right on. It's going to be a long summer, so yeah. I feel like you'll get there.
But it's good there, right? I mean,
it's pretty good.
You got some nice interesting pear grills.
Okay. Oh, yes!
I thought maybe you'd like that. Pear clouds. Oh, didn't get a big applause that one. No, the last one though.
Pear grills.
The peach yum yum question mark is kind of.
Yes,
pear grills got a good result out.
There we go.
Pear
now
grills.
Let me know pear grills texter if you want this Motat family pass that we've got up for grabs here.
And I'd like to say thank you to the BFM people that came to our cellar door sale.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, turned out some people actually heard about it on BFM and came. Yeah.
Every once in a while, this radio thing really blew my kicks mind. In. It just Spotify at the post, that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think in a tumbler, this would work really well. We're in the really tall, narrow glass. I think that is probably slowing the dilution down a bit. Mm. If it was in a tumbler.
Yeah, but like an old fashioned where you swirl it around to get more dilution at the beginning, yes.
This is great.
Thanks,
Matt.
Thank you.
Have we talked about where to get Victor Gin from?
All good. Anywhere that sells good alcohol, particularly the Glengarry's fine wine delivery store.
Hallertau as well, online.
Yeah, just check out our website. We've got like 300 stockers.
Okay.
Oh, crikey.
All right.
Yeah, not all of them have Victor Gin. But you know, anywhere you get a nice bottle of wine, you should be able to get our gin.
Do you take a bit of everything when you go camping, or do you just take the whiskey, or what do you take?
I take whiskey and gin. I mean, whiskey is great because you don't need it. You can just drink it neat, so you don't need anything. Particularly if you were going hiking,
right?
You know, whiskey would be the one. And then,
when do you drink the whiskey when you're going hiking? Like when you, during this?
We're just starting the hike, man.
Like, how does that work? Is this why all these people are getting flown out every once in a while?
You save it for the rescue team when they rescue you.
He was hammered. Drink responsibly when you're camping, please.
Exactly.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.